This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Cape Fear River Watch is holding its biggest event of the year this weekend. It's called Striperfest, named after the striped bass. Riverkeeper Kemp Burdett explains how striped bass and other fish species have lost at least 90% of their populations in the Cape Fear River over the past 100 years.
About 100 years ago, we built dams in the Cape Fear River to make it easier to move commerce back and forth between Wilmington and Fayetteville, and kind of inadvertently blocked the migration of these fish, striped bass, shad, and sturgeon. All migrate from the lower estuary of the ocean up the Cape Fear River to try to spawn. And so Cape Fear River Watch has been for years now working to raise awareness about this issue and working to get fish passages built at all three locks and dams so that these fish can continue to migrate and they can rebuild their numbers, which are very low now compared to historic levels. There is a fish passage at Lock and Dam Number 1 that was built by the Corps of Engineers a few years back. It's what's called a rock arch rapid. So it's like a stairway, basically, that's in the water and that goes right over the top of the dam, and fish can kind of swim into the different stairs and take a rest and then swim up to the next one and then up to the next one. So it's a way for fish, all three of these types of fish, sturgeon, shad, and striped bass, to swim over a dam. We still need fish passage at Lock and Dam 2 and 3. That's what we're working really hard on right now, to get those two dams fish passages so that fish can get all the way up to their traditional spawning grounds.
It might be hard to imagine a staircase for fish going over a dam. That's why Striperfest Education Day is so important to Kemp. Here's Riverwatch intern Katie Bradley explaining how Education Day is an opportunity to learn more about the fish staircase.
A model that we have is an example of how the fish passage works at Lock and Dam Number 1. So we have a UNCW professor that will be describing how it works. We have a model that mimics the river, and there are some stones placed across it. We get water and put it on the model, and they can see how fish are able to use it to get upstream.
The fish staircase isn't the only interesting thing to learn about at Education Day. In addition to Cape Fear River Watch, the Fort Fisher Aquarium, North Carolina Wildlife Resources, NOAA Fisheries, and other organizations will be there. And puppets.
It'll be a lot of hands-on opportunities for them to look at the microscopes and see microinvertebrates, learn more about what anadromous fish are and why they're so important to the Cape Fear River.
There's something for kids who really want to get deep into the science. They're going to have an opportunity to do that through the microscopes and looking at the anatomy of a fish. Kids that are maybe a little bit younger or maybe not so much into science are going to be able to get in there and do some fish or water-themed art. All kinds of fun activities for younger kids that might just be looking to do something cool or see a puppet show. For the kids that are really into fishing, we're going to have a demonstration about kayak fishing, you know, like how you can fish out of a kayak. We're going to have casting clinics. We're going to have fly tying clinics. So there's going to be a lot of information there for kids who are just really into fishing.
Or grown-ups,
right. Totally.
That was Cape Fear Riverkeeper Kemp Burdett and Riverwatch intern Katie Bradley. Friday night is Striperfest's banquet and auction. It looks like tickets are sold out for that event, but tickets are not required for Education Day at the Coastline Convention Center, running 11 to 2 on Saturday. Find details at whqr.org.